Okay, so this one is very interesting. Dorish Rabbi Simloi, the Olam Yasti Adam Shivacho Shilakosh Banku, the Acha Kafki Spalo. Shinemar Atochi Losu Laros Zavdacho as Godlacho. Evron Novera. Okay. So, you should always do what? You should always order the Shavach and then be Mispalo. Always give a Shavach and then ask and then make your request. Because that was the Seder of Moshe over here. Right? So he says, the Machlokas in the Avodah Zarah between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Okay, guys, look like this. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, the Olam Yishal Adam Tsarkov, the Acharkath Yispalo. Yeah. So you should always ask for your requests. And then, right, the Olam Yishal Adam Tsarkov, the Acharkath Yispalo. Shenema Tfila Loni Kiyatov, Vifnei Hashem Yishpoch Sicha. So what's that order? Yishpoch Sicha is what?
Bakasha.
Is the Bakasha. But no, it's the other way around.
Oh.
So first he has Tfil Lani Kiyatov, and then that's the Bakasha, apparently. No? Vifnei Hashem Yishpoch Sicha. And Rabbi Yeshua says the other way, Yispalo v'achach yishal, Shnemar Eshbroch lefonav sicho, Tzarasi lefonav agid. So that's the other way, right? Tzarasi lefonav yagid, agid is definitely what he's asking for. So he says, Tfil aniki ya'atov, so he says, Behisatev nafsham b'tzorah. But apparently they're learning that the first half is referring to the tzara. Ki amispalo mitoch tzara gedola kofuf atzmo kilu misatef. So tefila ani ki yatov. He's like bending over. He's in a great tzara. That's his request, and then. Lifnei Hashem Yishpoch Sicha. That was Ki Yatov. Rashi says, "Atifas Nafsho V'Doagas Libo Yispala Tchila." First, you talk about your problems. V'Hadar Lifnei Hashem Yishpoch Sicha Shmona Esrei. All right, leave that out. But Sicha is he's saying is yeah. Rashi doesn't learn exactly like he's learning. But that is that's the question. First, is it you discuss your problems and then see and then yishpoch sicho, or yishpoch sicho and then eshpoch sicho and then sarosi lefon of agit. Ulu b'sof hemidu shom machlokosam b'had the Rabbi Simloi, the Rabbi Yeshua sava yafina mi Moshe, Rabbi Eliezer sava lo yafina mi Moshe. Dam lecha shani Moshe de Rav Guvre. Very strange Gemara. And as everybody agrees, Moshe did it. That first he was Mastir. He had the Shavach, and then Yispalo. Right, and then Yispalo. And they're arguing about whether we should do it like Moshe or not. So this one that says we should do it like Moshe, because we should do it. We should learn from Moshe. The other one says no, we can't learn from Moshe. Moshe was a great man.
So therefore we have to do the opposite?
Therefore we have to do the opposite. Right.
It doesn't seem to present an idea for why you should do it the opposite way.
Right.
Right.
In these things, why shouldn't you learn from the great man? Isn't that right? Who else are you going to learn from? Okay, so he tries to explain this basic point. I mean, there are some more complications, but he tries to explain this basic point. It's like this. V'dak, ilo nechleku bezeh avos ha'olam, Elevat Neshi Yesh Bozat Pinos Gedolos Li Inyoni Hatfila. Funny thing. Says the only reason that these great people argued about this is because there are very great corners, like foundational ideas, and about them. It has to do with great foundational ideas about the matter of tefillah. Otherwise, they wouldn't argue about it. You have to know them. Call everyone who comes to be mispalel and to ask from God his needs has to know these ideas. He has to know how to order, how tefillah is established, and how he should mention the shevach. So like this, Rabbi Yeshua said, "Kol hasholim omnom yishalu al echad mishalosh ponim." There are three facets, three elements in making a request. Okay. So you did this with the girls then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he says one is that you ask just as a you either ask al tzad ha-gemol or al tzad ha-chesed. It's either asking as some sort of a payment of something, right? You deserve something, or you're asking it just as a complete chesed. The second is that you ask with a doubt of the ability in the ability of the one you're asking from, right? You're not sure if he can really deliver, or you're 100% sure that the one you're asking from can actually deliver, can actually grant what has the ability to give you what you're asking. And the third is that if the one who you're asking from doesn't give it to you, is there someone else that you can get it from? Or you're sure that if it's not from this one, there's no one else to ask from? Okay, so what are these three? What are these three elements? Now, one is the right that you have to the thing, right? Mm-hmm. Either you're coming with a claim of right of some sort, or no claim of right. The second one is the second and the third seem close, mm-hmm. right? The second one is your idea about the one you're asking from, right? If he has biyecholas misha sholim mena b'sheilaso, it's whether you're. It's funny how he puts it. He puts it like in your conviction.
Right. Yeah, these are
Right. So everyone comes with these three. You're coming with these three.
It's more like premises, right? Like these are like the premises that you're gonna have to fall out on one side or the other when you ask someone.
Right. It's how are you asking? Right. Are you asking with a doubt about the
Can you do this for me? Like, you know, are you able, or
may you?
Yeah, whatever.
Right. And the third is what? Mistapik im lo yashlem she'iloso misha shol mimenu im yimotze she'iloso eitzo acher. That you're not sure. I'm coming to you as like the first one, but if you can't do it, to have another one to go to. Or Shinis ames eitzlo shim lo yirtze lahashlim sheiloso mishu shol mimenu she efsha lo limso sheiloso eitzlocher. You don't, if, or you're coming with the conviction that if the one you're asking doesn't fulfill what you're asking, then it's impossible to find it elsewhere. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get those two last two a little better. I mean, it's true. Shalom is right. I mean, in terms of how you're asking, each one will affect how you're going to ask. If you're coming as it with a claim of right, you'll ask one way, or as a chesed, a different way. If you're coming because and you think the guy can, you're not sure if he can deliver, that would affect how you ask. And if you think you have another option, that would also affect how you can ask. But what do all three together create, right? So it seems to me like this, that Each in each one of these, the first side of the question has an element of let's put it this way. Let me just do it the other way. It's hard to see. I think when these three unify together, what they're building up to is not so much a request like as a practical matter of a request, but a complete subjugation of the person to the one he's seeking from. In other words, they come when you're asking something as of right versus as a chesed. So then, as of a right, you're standing there as a gavra, as a claimant, against, right? But as a chesed, you're just subjugating yourself. Mm. When you come and you think you have, you're not sure if the person can deliver, or you think you have other options, you don't subjugate yourself fully. You look at the person, you still have a certain element of you as a gavra choosing. I have a choice, I have a certain doubt. It's elevating the asker, the claimant, the person who's making the request, to somewhat over the one he's requesting from, in some degree, either because he doesn't really think the person, the one can deliver, or he has another option. So it has an element of, has a certain element of the self, elevating the stature of the self and seeking somewhat a practical gain that you're hoping to gain, to get out of the request. As opposed to when all three are together, it really creates in the person, the request really serves to create in the person a recognition of complete submission. You know, those three, when you recognize you don't have a right, you recognize that you're before the one who can, who has the ultimate power and the sole power, mm-hmm. then you recognize who you are and who you are in the Dalef Neimita Omid. It's a different thing. It creates really the whole, those three elements are necessary to remove from the process anything of like self-serving, seeking of gratification of your, of a desire, as opposed to implementing or recognizing the process of tefillah of really a limud of this dalef neimiyat haomid, that you're like the Ram says, you know, recognize you're okay, just like this. V'shloshes chalki hakavanos ha'elam ruchokos b'chol karkars baruch hu yisbarach. First of all, she'ein lahalos alev kol nivar she'esh lo eitz labor yisbarach gimol kodem. These three things are distant from the from God. Meaning to like this. In the wrong side of each one. That nobody can think that he has against God that there exists a payment that he's deserved. Okay. She'olov yivtach lishol mimena v'shu yisborach yichuyav l'malo she'loso. Nobody has that standing. They can say, I deserve this. You must give this to me. Rak misad ha'chesed ha'nuchla. You can only ask from God chesed. And also, you can't ask as a mistopic biyicholto. Shelo yim nenu dovar imritzano yizvorach. There's nothing that's preventing God from enacting His will. V'chein lo yala b'daita shel yesh lo tachbulo limtzo b'kashoso etzel acher gashmei galgal ruchni. Bilti yim yamsi lo hu yizvorach b'kashoso. That's a little more sophisticated of an idea. I was saying, and you can't think that that if God doesn't want you to have it, you'll find some other plan to get it from someone else. No one can deliver if it's against the will of God. Right. So he says, therefore, Yeshua said that a person shouldn't ask for his desires, for his needs, until he puts the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu first, until he orders that first. Why? Because he was afraid. Pen yite ba'achas me'akavonos eila v'yishal al echad mishloshes chelke harichuk v'chuko yisbaruch she'amarnu. I'm not sure exactly what that expression means.
Rihuk is a possibility.
Rihuk b'chuko?
Yeah.
Intrinsically impossible.
Yeah, right.
I see what you're saying. It's good. Yeah. So he says that a person, he's afraid that someone will make a mistake, and he won't realize the intrinsic impossibility of one of those elements in his kavana of the three. Vein le'echav min adavram etzel gemol. V'she'ein lo ma'atzor v'lo meniya b'dover. V'ein tachbulo la'agiyah l'dover no'os. V'lo levroch me'hefchol bilti'im yagiyah l'ritzoni yisbarach. So that's what he says is the first three brachos are to instill in the person these ideas that we don't have a demand. We can't make a demand. And that there is nothing withholding, nothing that's preventing God from doing his will, and there's no way to get around the will of God and try to get something from another source. Yachashi yikva binafsho. After he has those proper ideas, now he can make his requests, just like Moshe Rabbeinu did, because he said Hashem Elokim atal chilos v'har savcho as God l'cho. Lomar Shui is Barach Hamaschel Betov Betuva VeChesed Atzlo. In other words, Atoi Chilosa, he wants to say is that it was a Chesed of God that he granted him this thing. Lo Shehikdim Hu Lasos Dovash Olav Yichui Vagamol Azeh Olav Elav. So he says he wants to say Atoi Chilosa implies everything stems from your Chesed. You started and you granted and you decided to give me this leva. Not that I could make a demand. And then as Avdecho, right? Okay. Avdecho is a continuation of that, right? Eved doesn't have a demand, can't make a demand. And then Godlecho is Yodcho Chazaka, that nothing prevents God from nothing can withhold God's action. And Shir Mikel Vashemayim Uvar Shir Yasek Masachem Yel Vashemayim Uvar Shir Yasek Masachem. That if you don't do this, it's impossible to have this done by any other means. So that was Moshe's tefillah. That was Moshe's Sidur Shevach. That in order to make sure that when the person, to ensure that when you're making your request, you're making your request with the proper kavana. You have to have the proper ideas of God before you make your request. Right? If you just come with the request, it's possible that you're thinking you can make a demand. It's possible you're thinking you have a suffix in the ideas of Yecholas Hashem and getting around that type of thing. So that would be a terrible thing. That would be like Yavah Zara, like we were talking about with the Shikr last time. So, in order to make sure that your request is made under the with the proper kavanos, you have to have a quick refresher, right. A quick chazara of the ikar of the essential ideas of God that impact on tefillah. So that sounds great.
How can you argue that?
Okay, how do I argue that? So, what did Rabbi Eliezer think? Right? Yeah. Very hard. He says like this. Very hard. Let's see. Rabbi Eliezer Rosh Yesh Inyan Acha Gadol Me'od Bakdamas HaShevach. There's another thing. Wait, who had it which way? So he says there's something great. Inyan acher gadol meod b'akdamas hashevach. Opishu me'azos ho'eved lahasdir shivchei odon hakol be'arai u'b'lo kavvona v'nimichus leiv v'yira v'resas. So it comes at it from a different angle. He says it's brazen. For an Eved just to give praise to the master without first recognizing his lowness and having a certain amount of fear and trembling. before the Adam, just to come in and praise is a certain amount of gaiva, right? Without first, we have to come from a state of recognition of your level, of your lowness, and whom you're praising before you just come in and praise. It's like giving a compliment, like an equal, like someone with a giving a praise itself is a certain element of the self. That itself, that also is a certain element of being a gavra. So he says that's also not so good. That's also a big problem. Well, is there rosh who minachi of lishol tchilat sarkov? Person should be misader. He really should start out recognizing all of his needs. Umitoch kach yeda v'yargish b'shafluso v'nimuch u'nimichuso v'chul shas kocho. He should go through and recognize all of his needs. How temporary and how fragile his existence is, and how dependent his existence is. Then v'yeda v'yisbonein she'ein lo tachbul hasig echad mechefzav kitzorke mizonosav ufus gufo limolet min ha'oyev mishar ha'pagoyen bilti im yazrenu hu yisbarach. So you have to get that foxhole mentality.
Mine's the easiest part.
You have to recognize how needy you are and how desperate you are for help, and how you have no one that you can really turn to except for God. Then you're in the proper state to give shavach. He recognizes how low he is. So that's his raya. Pungfakir. It sounds like, I mean, on the surface, it sounds like, what's the Iker of Tefillah?
Right, yeah. Right? And what's a Hachana for what?
What's a Hachana for what?
Right.
Is the Iker Tefillah Shavach? You know, you need a Hachana for the Iker.
Yeah.
Is the Iker Tefillah the Shavach? And then you have to get into a state that's Roy for Shavach. Or is the Iker Tefillah to be Shaul Tsarkov? And you have to get into the proper state to be Shaul Tzarkov. But it's not so simple, is he?
Is he stressing that prepares you for Shavach? Or
yeah, because he says, Lefishu me'azos ha'eved lahazdir shivchei ha'odon ha'kol be'arai. That's azos, to just get out there and say, you're great. Let me tell you how great you are. Who are you?
But maybe that's just saying how the alternative isn't a good approach, but not that the Iker is the Shavach. Like first Shita was saying, the Shavach gets even the proper mode.
Right.
But he's saying that's just not true. Like, it just won't work for most people.
Okay, let's see. Because Shehavi Rabbi Yeshua Rayam Moshe, right, when he said, no, do like Moshe, he was Master Shavach, and then he was Shaul Tzarkov. Heishiv Rabbi Eliezer ki ein lilmod mi Moshe. The Moshe Rav Guvrei, Ratzlomer Gadol Kocho. He says it doesn't mean means his koach was great. That what shebekol eis hayu de osav mechuvanos veroi umulchan lomar shivachov.
Right, so he didn't need the sheilas tzarachov as a means of getting the right shavach.
So why couldn't he just get into tzarachov?
Yeah, apparently he needed to do the point of Yeshua. He needed the Shavach for the
it's true. I mean, he's saying that they're having a conversation here, right? Shai's right. They're having some sort of a conversation here.
Right.
They're not disagreeing completely on the premise of what's the Iker, right? Rabbi Eliezer is saying, you know, it seems everybody agrees Well, we'll have to see. But because he explains, it's not so simple. Even this machlokas is not so simple. What it really means is not so simple. Doesn't really mean what it sounds like it means. That's his next paragraph. Because he says they didn't daven different shmonesers. Mm-hmm.
It definitely sounds like it'd be a big nafgamina, right?
Right. They weren't arguing about, do you start with chonin latan das, or do you start with ovos? Because that was not shaking. This is like it's all over. Master Tefillin.
Right, that was before this.
That was before this. Right. So he says the kvar nikvah tefillah al tzad das Rabbi Yeshua. So it sounds like Rabbi Yeshua wins. Shana omrim shivachim v'yachakach sholim tzorkin. V'kavu sholosh brachos rishonos l'shevach. Kineged sholosh kavanos shemarnu. And he says our three brachos are the same ideas. Harishona avos is lachdim l'nafsho she'eno shol al tzad ha'gemol. Rak al tzad ha'chesed ha'muchlat v'hu omrim v'zoche chaste avos. So it's just because of the avos that we have a right to ask, and that we're granted any requests. And the second is gvuros. That's clear. You shouldn't have any suffix in biyacholto al eze davar shigirsa af lahamisul ha'achel. So you put in the greatest nace that's possible to show that there's no lack in ability. And the third is kedushas Hashem. It's interesting how he fits that in. Mm-hmm. Shemakdisho mamlicho hakol umeit shekol hakidoshim. We say that all of the kidoshim, which is the malachim, basically, right? Mahalim b'chol yom l'shmo yisbarach umodam ki kocham min hashefa nishba lehem imenu yisbarach. So he says, we want to say that's what kedusha is telling you, that all of the kidoshim recognize that they're only receiving yecholas from God. They're only receiving their koach from mimena yisbarach. The einan polim rak biritzono yisbarach. So that's to inculcate in us the idea: don't look for your malach to help you out, like the goyim of a saint of this and a saint of that. You know, I mean, there's nothing like that. That's all of the kedoshim are atak kedoshim, kedoshim choyom. All the kedoshim recognize that there's no that everything comes from God. So he says that's what we have. We have those three ideas. The ein mikeva tefila zu ratzlo mashmona esrei kusha l'Rabbi Eliezer. This should be like a tiyuf to Rabbi Eliezer. Just open up your siddur. Af al pi shoyso kavua me kain mechach mekneses agedola. Hakodim kama doros l'Rabbi Eliezer. The dome of the Rabbi Eliezer kemoda bekach. He agreed to this. Lefisha tefila shmona esrei tefila tziboi. Strange idea.
Yeah, he has to put in another.
Says tefila tzibor. Everybody agrees that's the way it has to be. Ratzlomo kolelas kol hatzorkim u misukenas lakol. It's for all the requirement, all the needs, and it's for everybody. Even if you don't have someone who's sick, you say refuah. Umishin at sarach lemezonos, omer brachas hashanim. Ulefikach harehi kekriyas parshas shivachim lakol. V'doma inyin lein Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom. The Rav Guvrei shat tzibor mispalim u'mishavchim ba.
That's a stretch.
hard concept.
And he said, because he said Moshe doesn't need to, Rav Guvrei means he doesn't need to be mechavin as deos. So now he's saying, just by virtue of the fact that you're being as palo for the tzibor, then you overcome, you know, you reach that same state.
Right.
Yeah.
Very difficult. Very difficult.
Did he say you're being
as palo
for the tzibor? Is it, what
is it? Tfilas shmon esrei tfilas tzibor hi. Ratzalomar. Koleles kolat tzrachim umesukenes lakol. It has all the tzarkim, and it's established for everybody.
Even when you're davening b'chidus.
That's right. Even if you don't have a chola in your besa, you still say refuah. Even if you don't need parnasa, you still say birkas hashanah. Ulefikach harei kekriyas Moshe parsha or parshas. Shivachim lakol. I'm not sure what it means. He has over here on the footnote the Ravid and the Ritva and the Ran have similar answers. I looked at it very little. They don't have much at all. They just basically say very briefly, like he's saying. And it's Doma Inyan Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Doma. That the Tzibur, Shehat Tzibur Mispalim, U'mishabachim, but it's something that the Tzibur is using. It's not what really an individual request is. So what were they talking about? Right? So he says like this. We'll go through the pshat here, and then we'll try to figure something out. He says, now there's another problem. Because it also says in Avodah Zarah that the Chachamim say, we don't hold like this one, and we don't hold like that one. Mm-hmm. We don't like either one. We do Shomei Tzvila. We say, we ask for your Tzarkov and Shomei Tzvila. Don't think that this means that they rejected Rabbi Yeshua, who said you should do the Shevach and then the Tzvila. That's not what they meant. That's not what they meant. What do they mean? Because it says, "Dal Hashem kein shekvar dochu divrei shneihem, ein makdimim shevachim l'tzarkim k'divrei Yeshua, v'lo tzarkim l'shevachim k'divrei Eliezer, heyach yisader, v'ein bein shtei deos elu das shlishis emtzoi." So what does it mean we do Shomei Tefillah? So where does that? How does that fit in? So which one is that? I mean, and what do you mean? We don't do like either one. There's nothing in the middle. Vojer Tefillah Shemana Esrei Kach Niskina Kedas Rav Yeshua Ukeshu Shol Tzarkov Tefillah B'Shomei Tefillah Kvar Hitim Shvachim B'Shloshes Rishonos. And what do you mean we don't do like either one? We have the Shevach first. So when you say in Shomei Tefillah, you are doing the Shevach and then the Tzarkim. Ela Shadir Rav Yeshua really has a lo nemu rak al ha yochid ha bo levakesh Tzarkov ha tzrichim lo l'shaito. Their machlokus was about a particular case. If a guy has a particular need, what should he do? Im yesh lo chola besoch beso, or shetzorach le mezono, or shetzorach levakesh mechila, chit shebo li yodo, ukiyotzi bazeh. That's what they were arguing on.
Not in Shmon Esrei.
Not in Shmon Esrei. Umechlal de Ram, Shain Oso Yochel Yochel Lishol Oso Tzrichim Lo Be'emza Brachel Shem Shemon Esrei. They held that you don't insert your personal requests inside Shemon Esrei. Lefishalo Niskina Elo Litzibo Uvashelas Tzrochim Klolium. They held Shemon Esrei that was established is only for the Tzibor. Lefikachin Yochel Lahosif Ala Klalo Besofa Brachos Meina Brachos Lo Beshmeat Tfilo. If that's what they held, they would have said, add it where you want it. So that's what they were arguing on. They apparently, what would they do? I don't know, what would they do? They would have to have like a personal new tefillah. Right. You have to make like your own special tefillah. And that's what they were arguing about. If a person has a tzarach, and since you can't enter it into Shemon Esrei, because that was established for the tzarkei tzibor, you would have to be masada your own tefillah. And how should you be masada that personal tefillah? Yeah. Right? What
you now, is it like when you go visit a cholah, like you're supposed to be in the Bakish Rahim, right? Not Shemon Esrei, but you have a separate.
Right. So he says, that's what the Gemara means. We don't hold like either one. Right?
Right.
And that's what Gemara says, you really can do it in the end of each bracha. So that's how he works out the pshat very nicely. But it's still very hard to figure out what the... At least now we know all the facts.
Right.
So once again, they're arguing... He's saying the general argument is, should you... Since you need these kavanos to have a proper... bakasha, to have a proper... as a shoel... Right, a person can only ask properly with these three kavanos. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua said, you have to be masdir shivacho first in order to make sure your kavanos are proper when you ask your request. And he says, no, just like Moshe did. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you have another problem. Right? He doesn't say, he doesn't deny what Rabbi Yeshua says, but he says, sheyesh inyan acher gadol ba'od. There is another very important issue.
Right.
And that if you just go into Shevach, you don't have the standing to go into Shevach.
Yeah.
And Moshe's different. Moshe was able to go into Shevach immediately. But for a regular person, he dafka should have his requests in order to enhance his Shevach. And what about his requests?
Right. Isn't that going to be subject to the problem?
What about that big problem?
Especially, yeah, right, because especially if it's not a real request. Like,
right.
We're saying that your request is lacking if you entertain the possibility, like one of those three false possibilities.
And it certainly is an issue of a specific request that you really want to make. It's not like just a stum tefillah, and it's not really a request. Dafka, the situation, because he says, it comes out that they really are not arguing about Shemona Esrei itself. Everybody agrees Shemona Esrei is different. Now, for some reason, Shemona Esrei becomes... for both of them, like, everyone agrees that that's like, that becomes like Moshe Rabbeinu. There's even the one who says on the personal request you should do your tzarkov first because you don't have the right to go right into Shevach. He agrees that the Tefillah Tzibor doesn't have that problem. For some reason, that becomes like the Tefillah of Moshe, who's always ready to go into Shevach. But, and in terms of the Gemara that says we don't hold like either one, he says that means because they really had a different argument. They had another argument about what the tefillah of tzibor is in general. Is it specifically, is it exclusively for the tzibor? Mm-hmm. They held it was exclusively for the tzibor. So therefore, their whole machlokas only comes about because they held you can't put your personal request into Shemona Esrei. We don't hold that way. We hold the personal request goes into Shemona Esrei. So their machlokas falls to the wayside. But what's interesting is, right, so even if it was a personal request inside of Shemona Esrei, even Rabbi Yeshua would say you can still keep the format of having. Even Rabbi Eliezer would say it would not be a problem to start out with the Shevach. So anyway, I don't know if that last machlokas has anything to do with the rest of it.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, the only thing that right. You mean the one about whether you can assert your bokasha? Right. Yeah. Right.
But he's just trying to clean up the. He says al yiksha. He just ends up al yiksha beinecha masha amru that this is a problem. But okay, so that's what we have to think about. That's what we have to think about. All right.
Yeah.
Something to think about. Yeah.